Are you new to spirituality? Perhaps you recently had a spiritual awakening and now you're wondering, how do I actually walk the spiritual path? Like, which practices can I use, which tools to help me reach enlightenment, peace, and true happiness? That's what we'll be talking about today, broken down into 5 simple steps for beginners. Make sure to stay until the very end, as the 5th one is quite underrated but so important. Thanks so much to Keen for sponsoring this video, and more on them later. I've been on the spiritual path for around 8 years now. I grew up in an atheist family and was very skeptical of anything woo-woo. Anything that couldn't be proven by science, I would reject. It was my dream to get a job at Google, and one day I actually did. And I realized, wow, I thought this would make me happy, but it's not. I feel just as trapped. I don't feel fulfilled. And that's when I realized, okay, what is true happiness then? So I quit the job and I backpacked around the world. I went to South America and I did ayahuasca, which is a plant medicine. And there I got to experience a true ego death, where I was touching my body and I felt like, this is not me, Julia, and my identity and my thoughts, this is not me. And I could feel who is me and who is not. I felt like a distance to my body, that this is just a shell, and that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. I've heard that phrase before, but that was the first time where I truly felt it. And since then, I've been on the spiritual path, have many little mini awakenings throughout. It never really stops, and you can't really go back to how it was before a spiritual awakening. Sorry to break it to you if you thought, but you're in it now if you've had your spiritual awakening, so let's make the best of it. Before I dive into the 5 steps, know that there's nothing right or wrong on the spiritual path. Every person's spiritual path will look different, and which practices they enjoy. So just go with what feels right. So these are just 5 steps that has worked for me, and I'm hoping a few of them will work for you too. The first step that I recommend for beginners in spirituality is to start reading books and exploring. Spiritual practices can be theoretical, or they can be practical, just in school, how you have like chemistry where it's very hands-on, but you also learned about the different elements and everything. So I recommend starting in theory, because otherwise if you start the practices, you don't know why you're doing them, and you might just be like, why? Let's just go back to my old life. I've read so many spiritual books, but the ones that were really life-changing for me, especially at the start of my spiritual awakening journey, was Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. This is a book series that I highly recommend. Another book is The Untethered Soul. So start by reading spiritual books in many different areas and see which ones call out to you. Most of these books will probably include some practical exercises to do, meditation styles. For example, you might explore Sufism, which has this dance where it's called whirling, I think, which is a type of meditation. You might read a book about Zen, and it will include a Zen meditation. Try it out and see what feels good to you. And that brings us to the second step, which is meditation. Everybody knows that meditation is beneficial. It makes you more focused, more present, more productive. But the reason why it's so good for your spiritual path is because it puts you more in your soul. So your soul is leading the way in your life rather than your ego mind. And the reason why it's so important to operate from your soul rather than your ego is because your soul knows exactly your divine plan, and following your divine plan is what will make you the happiest. Suffering happens when we operate from the ego and we try to stray away from our divine path. That's when we get miserable. You might have noticed that if you've been in a toxic relationship and you've tried to make it work, but it's just not working, and the amount of suffering you've experienced from that is a good example. Or if you've had a job that really, really stressed you out and it wasn't aligned with you at all and you didn't like it, but you felt comfortable there because your ego likes familiarity, it likes what it already knows. So going out in the unfamiliar and quitting your job can be hard for the ego. But if you meditate on a daily basis, your intuition grows stronger, and you know what's best for you. So you would know when is the right time to break up with a partner who is not the one for you, or when to leave a job that is not right for you. and you'll quicker get to your happiness and your divine path. So I recommend trying out different styles. I have actually a 30-day meditation challenge where you get to try some of the most common meditation techniques. So I will link that in the description. What's important to know about meditation is that it's not about winning. Every time you get a thought coming up in your head, which it will, trust me, you just need to calmly bring yourself back to your breath, your mantra, or whatever focus point you have during your meditation. So don't beat yourself up if you have thoughts, because I've been meditating for almost 20 years and I still have thoughts coming up. A good start is to do guided meditations before you do your self-led meditations. And there are so many apps out there. For example, Insight Timer, which is free. There's also tons on YouTube you can follow along with. Step three is to find your spiritual community, your tribe, because walking the spiritual path can be very lonely, especially if you have a family or if you have a friend circles where they haven't had a spiritual awakening themselves yet. And they might think that your new behavior is weird and something's off. So it can be easy to question yourself and be like, oh, maybe I do need to go into a mental hospital. So there are many websites for this. I recommend meetup.com, eventbrite.com. You can also find friends online, for example, through Facebook. What I did when I moved to this small town is I posted in the local Facebook group saying, you know, I'm into spirituality, law of attraction, meditation. Is there any other spiritual people out there? I'd love to meet up. And that's how I met my favorite local friend here, and we're still friends now 3 years down the line. And it's been so good to have a spiritual friend, as when you are on the spiritual path, that's all you can think about and talk about, because you'll see so much weird things after your spiritual awakening, like synchronicities, signs that you want to talk to a spiritual friend about, and only they will understand. Step four is to start journaling, preferably daily if you can. Here you can write down any coincidences or synchronicities, as we say, because there isn't really any coincidences in life, so that you feel less crazy if you have certain synchronicities coming up over and over again. So you have like a track record of what has actually happened. And writing down what you're grateful for as well is a really good way to raise your vibrations and feel more happiness and peace in your life. Step five is to spend time in nature. Spending time in nature can be a deeply spiritual experience. Take walks in the forest, sit by a lake, or simply spend time outdoors to connect with the natural world. I like to take off my shoes and just put my bare feet in the ground, on the grass or on the sand. And this is a great way to reduce inflammation, connect to Mother Gaia. And that is very important, because as a spiritual person, as an old soul, you might be a lot in your upper chakras, so up here in your head, and you want to bring it down. This will prevent disease and make you more grounded and feel more at peace and less anxious. So now you might be asking, how do you know you're actually making progress on the spiritual path? How do you know you're actually walking it and not straying away from your divine path? One valuable tool that has really worked for me and I've been using for 2 years now is Keen, today's sponsor. Keen has vetted psychics and spiritual advisors who give you guidance and insights on life's challenges, gives you clarity in love, relationships, career, and more. And every few months, I ask what my spirit guide has to say. So I simply find a spiritual advisor with good reviews on Keen. And often I already have a knowing about what my spirit guide wants me to do, because I will feel it in my intuition. I will see synchronicities around me. But it gives you that extra confirmation, which is especially important if you are in the beginning of your spiritual path, when you might not be as in tune with your intuition yet and synchronicities around you. I actually talked to a psychic on Keen, I think 3 weeks ago, and I asked, you know, what does my spirit guides have to tell me? And by the way, everybody has spirit guides, okay? Everybody does, so you do too. And they're always helping and supporting and protecting you. And they said that they're proud of me, that I've been more in my flow this year, which is exactly what I wanted to achieve this year. So I hadn't even told her any background information about that. So to hear that my spirit guides are proud of me and that I am in flow confirms what I had a hunch about, that I have been more in flow, more in my feminine energy, which I wanted to accomplish this year. Before this year, I have been more rigid, more in my ego of like, I need to accomplish this no matter what, rather than tuning into what do I actually feel like. I also asked my psychic, what is the reason why I've been feeling more called to learn instruments? Like, I got some singing bowls, some Tibetan singing bowls. I got a beautiful flute, a Native American flute. And what my spirit guide said is that this will help me connect with spirit more and connect easier with my spirit guides. As a new Keen customer, you actually get your first 10 minutes for only $199 if you use my special link in the description, trykeen.com/spiritnomad. Pricing depends on which advisor you choose, and the services are backed with a satisfaction guarantee. Every week, Keen sends its user discounts on readings, which makes Keen super affordable, a really good way to receive multiple psychic readings. What I love is that there are advisors around 24/7, and you can easily schedule a call or a chat with a spiritual advisor. I actually prefer the chat function. It's very easy, and then you get like a chat transcript afterwards that I can look back on. So Keen is a really good starting point when you're new to the spiritual world. It's kind of like having a coach, you know, when you're just starting out something new. So homework, sign up to Keen and ask what your spirit guides have to tell you. If you want to book a call or a chat with the advisor I used for this, she's called Marie Green, so you can look her up on Keen. Now, I'd love to hear, where are you at in your spiritual journey, and which practices that I listed are you going to implement more in your life? Let me know in the comments. Love you so much, and have a beautiful day.